Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. All right, it's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. One of our partners and our big faves of non-profit organisations in town is Laguna Beach Live. And their Jazz Wednesday series continues and just goes from strength to strength. So great. They're welcoming on February 17th, that's Wednesday, of course, Local Legends Concert featuring the Ron Kobayashi Trio with the vocalist, Daryl Walker. And Ron Kobayashi is on the phone with me right now. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Jason. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Very good. Very good. Really excited about the upcoming gig in Laguna.
Yeah. I think audiences here are pretty good, right?
Oh, they're great. Oh, fantastic.
And you're bringing your trio. The trio I've seen before, but I've never seen you with Daryl Walker singing. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I've known Daryl many, many, many years, and Daryl is, I think, you know, the greatest male vocalist that I've worked with. He is currently with East Bay Soul, and they're touring the nation. And anytime he's back in town, and I get a chance to perform with him, I'm just
That is a pretty big job. Those guys from East Bay Soul are heavyweights. Some of them from Tower of Power, right?
Right, Greg Adams. Yeah.
So
and so Daryl's just wonderful, and we're gonna do tunes from the Great American Songbook. So a lot of Sinatra, Tony Bennett things.
Love it.
And Daryl also plays saxophone, by the way, so he's not only going to sing, but play saxophone with our trio.
Oh, I hate that guy. He's too talented.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and it's praise indeed for you to say that he's the greatest or one of the greatest vocalists that you've worked with, because you've worked with some big names. I'm looking at the list here. Mel Torme, Peter Frampton. That's not a jazz name, really, is it?
No. He's doing a lot of jazz fusion now, Dave.
Is that right?
Which is really cool. Yeah.
Is he still using the vocoder?
Yeah, he'll bring that out to. I just did one concert with him, but he'll bring that out to kind of reminisce about the old days, I think.
Yeah, these days, because it's no big deal to make you to process a voice, but back in the day, that was
it was a big deal, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you're going to be doing some, are you doing some original material too, as well as the American
Song? Yeah, we might do a couple original tunes with my trio. My trio is Baba Elefante on bass and Steve Dixon. And believe it or not, Jason, we've been together 21 years.
Wow.
So the same three guys, Baba, Steve, and myself. And so, yeah, we'll probably do a couple originals that we've written, as well as, you know, tunes from the Great American Songbook.
That's great. So if when you're in a band with guys for 21 years, how do you stay fresh and interested?
Well, you know, I think one of the things is just the personality of the guys. We all get along really well on and off the bandstand. And so there's no ego, so we just all feel, I think, really at ease with just getting up and performing music. And there's no kind of external, you know, distractions that I think affect a lot of bands nowadays. I think that has the most to do with it. And also, we just come together musically and really, really enjoy playing together, because each of us kind of comes from a different, musical upbringing. Like, I was really, really versed in and listened a lot to straight-ahead jazz when I was young. And Baba and Steve, although they both listen and have been steeped in jazz, obviously, come from also funk backgrounds and R&B backgrounds. So it's really cool to bring those elements together into our trio, because I think gives it its own personality.
Yeah, it's, you know, watching live music a lot, and I do watch a lot of live music. I have a lot of bands in the station, and I, you know, I always think that the best bands are the ones that are generous to each other musically.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I've seen you guys play before, and you are, you know, the epitome of that, allowing each other to march toward the edge of the cliff, you know.
Yeah, right.
So we're very excited that you're coming back. The gig is Jazz Wednesdays, February 17th. down there at 7 Degrees, which is a fantastic venue, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
A beautiful location. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm also, you know, in Laguna, speaking of Laguna, at Mozambique a lot with the vocalist Maureen O'Sullivan. So I just love playing in Laguna. It's such a wonderful place with, you know, great appreciation for the arts, obviously.
Yeah, well, thanks for saying that. We're working on the city at least is working on a new cultural arts program that's going to stretch over the next 10, 15, even maybe 30 years, because we really think about it here and we're concerned that we maintain that reputation, you know.
Yeah, oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So you can see Ron Kobayashi at Mozambique, it turns out. Keep your eye on Laguna Beach Live, Laguna Beach Vibe, excuse me, to find out about that. But Laguna Beach Live's website is lagunabeachlive.org. Couldn't be simpler. Tickets and info available there for this show on February 17th, 6 to 8pm. Ron Kobayashi, thanks for talking to me, bud.
Jason, thank you so much. And thank you to the station for all you guys do for music, too, in Laguna.